Okay, there we go.
Okay, Boker Tov, everyone.
Right.
I'm going to turn this sheet a bit on its head, yeah, just to kind of make things a little bit exciting, yeah.
Okay.
And we'll start off just by learning kind of just a little chazara really through the sugya. But the main question I want to throw out to everyone, okay, yeah, is right, and maybe you can think about it as we're kind of going along a bit, yeah. If you had a long wick and it's far too long, so you want it much shorter, yeah. Do you think it would be possible to kind of rip it apart by hand? That was the question.
Ooh.
I'm going to assume physically you can do that, yeah? Halachically, yeah? If you were to kind of like take this kind of braided, obviously it's like kind of braided wick, yeah? Right? And you kind of rip it apart and then you're going to get it like two ends, you know, and then it's going to... Can you do that or not? Okay, that's the question that hopefully we'll kind of eventually get to. So basically, the sugya starts really on Lamed Beis, yeah? And in the Mishnah, it's kind of, a number of different dinim, right? And, you know, seemingly, you know, some of these dinim, yeah, they're talking about, you know, making a kli, right? So that's kind of the context, yeah? Or making chamim. And then after that comes the following din, Ve'ein chotchem es ha'psila, right? You're not allowed to cut a wick, which is kind of, you know, you're going to see, it seems to be sit on a similar vein. You're kind of forming a wick, yeah, by cutting it into shape. You're forming the wick, yeah. And that's the Tanakama. And then we've got an opinion here, and again, something to us to be thinking about is the Rebbe Yehuda arguing in the Tanakama. Rebbe Yehuda says, yeah, Omer chot chaba or, yeah, you can cut it, yeah, with or. Interesting. Okay, at the bottom of the daf, then on Lamed Beis, yeah. We basically ask the following question. I'm kind of really speaking outside in a sense, yeah. But we say, wait a sec, yeah. This concept, yeah, that you can't cut a wick in two, right? And then the heter of Yehuda. So we're going to try to work out what's the difference between cutting it, the fact that you can't cut it into two, and then Yehuda is going to come along and say that you can cut it with or, right? Because we say, well, what's the problem with using a, let's say, an implement, yeah, cutting it with a knife? The problem is metakin mana. Right, that's what the Gemara says, yeah, to metakin mana. Now, metakin mana, by the way, is a kind of a form of what we call muck of a potish, yeah? It's a form of finishing of a kli, yeah? Which is, obviously, asa on Shabbos and on Yom Tov as well.
Even if needed for Ochel Nefesh.
Even if needed for Ochel Nefesh, exactly, yeah? It's one of the, it's kind of like one of the forms of malacha, similar in a sense to bona, but it's one of the forms of malacha that's not, what we see is not permitted because of Ochel Nefesh needs, yeah? So that's the problem, says the Gemara, right? So in that case, the Gemara wants to know, well, okay, if that's the problem with cutting it, then why all of a sudden, if you kind of do this trick of using ore, right, you're using a light to kind of achieve the same thing, yeah, cutting by fire, if you want to call it that way, why is that permitted, yeah? And in order to explain that, we bring another Bryce of Reb Chiya, yeah, that says, well, really what you're doing is, and we described this like, you know, beforehand, but you have kind of two holders, yeah, each of which has oil in, yeah? And you're going to take this kind of long wick that you had wanted to cut, I suppose, yeah? You're going to put one end in the oil here, right? Obviously, nothing lit so far. The other end in the oil here, nothing lit so far. And then you're going to get a candle, a lit candle, and you kind of come in between, yeah? And all of a sudden, it's going to light, and then, whoa, they're going to separate, and you've got two kind of lit candles, yeah? So that is why it's permitted. Now, how does that help? So you can kind of, if you thought about it yourself, you think, there's different ways maybe. But the thing that Rashi picks up on, yeah, if you look at that Rashi of Bepish Shtei Neirus, yeah, he says that basically, since you're lighting it in the middle, he says, Delo Muchach, I'm just reading here the words inside, Delo Muchach, Delit Kune Manem Chavin. It doesn't appear that really necessarily you are doing it in order to fix the wicks, yeah, to be Metakin Mana. Ella Hadlaka Ba'alma. But rather, kind of, if an onlooker may look and think, oh, actually, what he's doing it for is because he happened to want to have two things lit, and you're allowed to light these things on Yom Tov, yeah? And that's what he's doing, yeah? And okay, it happens to be that the way he managed to light two lights was take one long wick and it happened to split into two, okay? But that's kind of like a byproduct, if you want to call it. So that's seemingly where the heter comes from, yeah? Now, we then carry on, and just to kind of fill in, jump a little bit, yeah? We then have, right? Tani bar Kapara, who also brings this heter as well. Now, he brings in the context of saying that there are six dinim on wicks, three where we're stringent and three where we're lenient, yeah? If we look at the lenient ones, yeah? Well, one of the stringent ones is you can't cut it, right? But if we look at one of the lenient ones, two of the lenient ones actually are important here, yeah? One is, yeah, memakeh biyad, which we're gonna look at later on, yeah? There's something you can do kind of by hand, yeah, in terms of the wicks. We'll look at that later on. I mean, we simple translation may be to kind of soften it by hand, something like that. And then at the end we say, v'hoidchim ba'or b'pi shnei neiris. That's our same heter, yeah? You kind of light it in between. Okay, so that's basically a summary of the Gemara. So, kind of throwing it out to everyone, based on that summary, do you think that you'd be able to rip apart a long wick that's very long, you want it kind of shortened, or your two wicks, whatever you want, yeah? Can you do it by hand?
Sounds like it's not.
Why?
Because he said it. The whole point is it looks like you're lighting something.
I hear that, yeah?
What is the point of lighting it? He wants to separate this wick into two, right?
Mm-hmm.
So by lighting it, he ends up with two candles. And another cheap hundred of two wicks. And he wants two wicks, so he can have two lights. So he just wants two.
Yeah, he wants two lights.
So they're
one for the kitchen and one for the dining room.
So therefore, so there you go. So they've got, by doing it the way he did it, he's achieving two lights, right?
He's
right.
Achieving two lights, yeah.
The result is he does what he wants, right?
He does. In normal situations, what you'd probably do is you'd cut it in half, put one in here, one in here, and then like. But yeah, he's achieving that same thing, but
without cutting the wick. So it's more
simple. You can knock down the wick. Okay. So you'd say you also like rub the eye. You'd say not by hand. Yeah. Right? Any other?
He's setting us up over here. I can sense it. I'm feeling so.
The first Rashi says it is a problem of people play.
Yeah.
And the second Rashi says it appears.
Oh.
It's not mukha that people play.
Yeah.
Some are like.
That's a very important thing, yeah.
It's not mukha. As well as something that's not mukha, it's people play or whatever, then it'd be.
Right.
So
right.
In this case, I mean.
Well, so that's what Rabbi Yehuda was saying, though. He was saying that basically, if the heter is somehow getting it not looking like it, yeah, because you're looking like you're doing something else, you're looking like you're doing an active lighting. But if you're just separating it by hand, I mean, it doesn't look, it's not an active, it doesn't look like an act of making the two wicks. Like, so, yeah, I mean, basically, I think, you know, we're going to see there's in a sense, the simple thing is to say it shouldn't be permitted, yeah? Like the reasons everyone's saying, yeah? On the one, you know, and we'll see later on, but, you know, the diuk that might be made, though, to permit it, in a sense, yeah, is that the starting point seems to be talking about chotchim, yeah, cutting, yeah? So, you know, it seems to be, and that's why the Gemara asks straight away, my shana b'saki, yeah? It seems to be that there's a problem of cutting wicks, yeah?
Right.
So there might be at least room to say that by hand might somehow be a bit better, but that itself I think probably won't be enough.
You're separating.
Yeah, but cutting sounds to be implies with a kli. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. And the Gemara itself says, you know, Johnson immediately assumes you're using a knife. Yeah. You know, usually pulling apart a wick, you know, kind of ripping it by hand doesn't. You wouldn't usually describe that as being chotchim, as being cutting.
It's not the usual way of doing.
Yeah, it's not the usual. That's for sure. That's not the usual way of doing it. Okay, well, listen, I started the other end, so I'm gonna go to the first end of the wick, yeah? try approaching the wick from the right end, rather than doing it kalach al-yad. Okay, so the first thing, I tell you what, the truth is, the first thing that bothered me in terms of setting up this whole sugya, and I asked really early at the time, yeah, is that mitakin mano, as we say, is a form of makiv apatish, yeah, which is a malacha d'oraisa, yeah? So, Bechol, when I read this Gemara and I kind of saw the Rashi, yeah, I was bothered by a very simple question, which is that, you know, the fact that you're doing something, it doesn't look like you're doing Metaka Mana, but you're achieving the same thing. You are going and separating wicks, yeah? So, how does it really help, yeah? If the fact that you're also doing an active lighting, if at the end of the day you're doing a Melacha D'Oraisa, yeah? Then seemingly I would have thought that shouldn't help. No, and just kind of in terms of phrasing that, we know the concept, yeah, of Pesik Reish D'Nichle, yeah? So, you know, I mean, the classic case is, you know, you're dragging, let's say, a bench, right, where it's for sure going to make a furrow, yeah, right, and you're happy with a furrow because it's your garden and whatever, you know. So we say that's usur, right? But we only say that there's heteru if it's not a psik ratio. But if it's a psik ratio and it's nichale, then for sure it's usur, could even be a derisa, yeah? So basically, at the end of the day, this seems to be not much better than psik ratio to nichale, right? You know, you're happy having 2 wicks, that's what you want, yeah? It's for sure when you light it between, it's going to separate, you're going to get 2 wicks, yeah? The fact that you're doing it like dragging a bench, you're kind of, you know, you kind of do it, it's a secondary kind of collateral damage, if you want to call it, a secondary thing. That is what psikoration initially is, yeah? And yet still it's not mutter, insofar as you know for sure it's going to achieve that result. So that was my kind of initial thing that was bothering me, yeah? And Baruch Hashem, I did see that there was a sefer called Mishmeres Murdos, yeah, that addresses this head on, kind of asks the same question, yeah? And says, right, as a starting point, that here the Gemara, when it says metakin mana, it does not mean metakin mana mamish. Yeah? Mm-hmm. It means some form of rabbinic kind of metakin mana. It's not, and he explains the reason why, yeah? Because he says that, and this is an important cloud, by the way, with the idea of makav patish, yeah? You might see it in other places, yeah? When do you define when something is making or finishing off, yeah? A kli, yeah? So here we're saying that at the end of the day, the wick was something which was really usable, yeah? It was already a wick, yeah? And the fact that you separate into two, yeah, is not really making anything new, yeah? It was a wick, and now you're just kind of, you're fiddling around with things, but you're not really making a new wick, yeah? So that's the basis on which he says that since we see already as a wick, yeah, and okay, you're just changing the kind of the sizing by ripping it into two or cutting it into two, whatever, yeah, that's not mamish metakan mana, right? And it's just that it's something that insofar as you end up with, you're not making new kli, but insofar as you end up with 2 wicks, yeah, it's something that's kind of a little bit similar to, like, you know, forming a new kli. It's not mamish forming a new kli. At the end of the day, it was a wick, is a wick, right? Yeah. And therefore, it's only a rabbinic prohibition. And once you say that, now Rashi makes a lot of sense, yeah? Because effectively, it's kind of the way that the rabbinic prohibition in Rashi is, it's kind of something which looks a bit like you're making, you know, new kli, even though it's not. It's just kind of the 2 wicks were from 1 wick. It's the same kind of kli which is just now separated, but it's similar. It's all with the same purpose. It has the same form, etc. Yeah.
Can I ask a question now? Rashi said that's on the second Rashi, where it says there's no issur by the four because it doesn't look like you're making clay. But by the first Rashi, you can say it looks like you're making clay. You can say you are making clay.
The Gemara. It's the Gemara. That's the truth. Yeah, the Gemara says kumatakman. But you have to work backwards because insofar as in the Heta you see, yeah, that by using a light, it doesn't look like that. Then we'll work backwards and say that really the original prohibition was not because mamashi was metakan mana, but rather more because it kind of looking like metakan mana. Yeah, that's kind of how you'd say that. So that's the first kind of big step for me in terms of working out really what's going on in this sukkah. Now,
this whole place even existed from the Yehudu Allah's Ashura from Nefesh.
Correct.
It's like not a surprise. There are a lot worse things than that.
We have to remember here, yeah, you're right, but we have to remember an important thing here. Insofar as we're talking about something which is kind of muck of a partish or boner or something like that, that's never something which is mutter on yontif. So when we talk about, you're talking about Rabbi Huda, which is of course the heter of ochel nefesh, and Rabbi Huda takes it one step beyond and says even machshiri ochel nefesh, right. Yeah, but these are all things, yeah, where you have to look at the malacha that we're permitting. Right, when it comes to ochel nefesh or machshiri ochel nefesh, something which is a kind of a muck of a patish kind of halacha, yeah, kind of issa, which should not, you know, would not usually be permitted. Yeah, I mean, we saw. Yeah, other malachas, you know, havara, you know, think kind of things which are classic malachas for food preparation, yeah, the classic food preparation malachas, yeah. Right.
We had that before, though.
No, I'm not saying. Yeah.
Right, lighting was considered part of Oichel Nefesh in Rabbi Yehuda, but we kind of, it was not.
Lighting?
Yeah, light. Or that was
kibbuli
though, right? If you're putting out a light.
Putting out a light is, maybe more problematic. Yeah, but That, but that was again, even put, you know, putting out potentially if it's for the needs of food might be okay. Yeah.
It was obviously
if it's direct, you know, but there was distinctions within Rabbi Huda. It got completely. Right. What I'm trying to say is, but Bona, we see generally, yeah, Bona will never be permitted on Yom Tov, yeah, even if it's for, you know, for food needs, yeah, basically.
Yes.
No, so I mean, we saw other cases, you know, of destruction, of taking down Ohel. We saw many examples of these things. We never tried to permit because of Ohel Nefesh. Okay, in terms of then next step, in terms of how then we paskin, yeah.
Right.
So the Rosh comes and just an important thing he brings to Yerushalmi, and this is a very important thing because this is how we paskin also, yeah. That slightly qualifies the heter a bit, yeah, because we talked about the fact that you put the wick into two holders, yeah, and then you light in between. So obviously you end up with two lights, yeah. The Yerushalmi says it's important to know it must be that you need those two lights.
Right.
Let's say really you only need one light, yeah, and basically, you know, but you know, you want a shorter wick, yeah. So you know, okay, this is kind of how I have to do it. So you put it into another holder and you light in between, yeah. Mm-hmm. You end up with two lights and one of them you just normally use, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That, according to Yerushalmi, that doesn't seem to be permitted, yeah. It has to be this trick, this shtick only works when you actually need both lights. So the Rosh quotes that, yeah, and then he carries on and he brings the riff, and the riff brings Rabbi Huda. And the Rosh on that, he asks, he says, I don't understand because, yeah, that seems to imply that we're passing like Rabbi Huda, right? This heter with the qualification of the Yerushalmi, but the heter that you can light in between and form two wicks, yeah? But the Rosh is taking on that the Tana Kama, Rabbi Huda is arguing on the Tana Kama. The Tana Kama said, Stum, you can't cut a wick, yeah? And comes along Rabbi Huda and says, no, but you can do it ball, right? So why are we pasking like Rabbi Huda over the Tana Kama? That's his question. He asked that on the riff. So basically, there's the Korban and Sanel and others, but I mean, they all seem to say a similar answer, but Beis Yosef from the quote, because he says it explicitly, yeah? Is that no, because at the end of the day, it's not just Rabbi Huda, yeah? Because if you look at it, you've got Rabbi Huda, but then you've got Rabbi Chia, who comes along also, yeah? And then you've also got, as we've said, Bar Kafra, right? Who also brings this heter. So he ends up, basically, the approach of Beis Yosef is, yeah, that in Achnami, let's say the Rif is passing La Rabbi Huda, but he's not a Yachid, because we see other days like that, yeah? Mm-hmm. And that is, in fact, the bottom line. That's how the Beis Yosef wants to pass him. Another alternative version that I saw someone in the Yamshar Shemov is in a Chanami that it's not really a Machlokas necessarily. But okay, but this is the simple one is maybe it is a Machlokas, but there's other days that go like Rabbi Huda, and therefore that's what we paskin. So the Shulchan Aruch on Halacha Ches, yeah, comes and brings this dinim, this heter of lighting in between, specifically where you need both lights. Okay, now the Bir Halacha on that Halacha comes with this interesting question as to whether you can then go and tear apart a wick by hand. Yeah? And he basically discusses the different study. So what he says is, yeah, on the one hand, yeah, maybe, like we said, yeah, the Gemara itself only talks about cutting, right? So that implies with a kli, and there's a number of Rishonim, in fact, say that. Yeah. So if you look at the Rambam, right, he explicitly talks about cutting oak being prohibited with a kli, right, and this other is shown in Rabbi Yochum, who also seemed to say that, yeah, which therefore maybe you can implies even from the Gemara that anything else would be okay. But what's interesting is the Rambam also, right, then seems to say, yeah, brings in the same halacha ma'aka b'yad. We said, remember when I mentioned Bar Kafra, he says one of the heterim is ma'aka b'yad, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems to the way that the Be'er Halacha is understanding that is ma'aka b'yad is in fact actually saying you can separate it by hand, right? Because it's in contrast, yeah, it's going on chotchim, right, in contrast to chotchim.
That's what it means.
Yeah, that's exactly what mamacha b'yad means, yeah, according to the Rambam, yeah? That you can actually tear it apart by hand, yeah? Again, that's not muchach, of course. The question is what mamacha b'yad is coming, that where that heter is coming from. Is it a heter on the cutting part, yeah? Or is it a heter, right, on the kind of, you know, base, in contrast to kind of, you know, the forming the wick part, where, you know, ma'acha b'yad somehow kind of, you know, is a kind of another, is a way of where you're not really forming it, you're kind of softening it or something by hand, or, you know, kind of squeezing it, or whatever it is by hand, but you're not forming it, that's the heter. So according to the Rambam, the heter is in contrast to cutting it, you can ma'acha b'yad, like separate it by hand, yeah? So the Be'er Halacha says, why would it be, in, like then in terms of Svara, that separating by hand would be mutter, Yeah? So he says, well, because when you set, when you kind of rip it apart, yeah? That it's, the ends, if you can imagine, are kind of a braided wick. The ends are going to not really be very, it's going to come apart a bit, yeah, the braiding, yeah? Cool. Yeah? And so it's a bit satmakalka, he says, but also he says definitely it's kalachiyat, yeah? It's an, a very unusual way of doing it. As we said, it,
2-3 wicks.
Yeah, it doesn't look like two, well, yeah, I mean, you see, you have, you end up with 2 wicks, yeah? But you know, it's basically doing it in a very unusual way. So once again, if the whole prohibition is just a rabbinic thing, yeah, then we know that doing things in a very unusual way, yeah, where you've got a yom tov need or whatever, that can be permitted, yeah? So that's basically the tzad to say, the Be'er Halacha says to say maybe it should be permitted. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, yeah, he says that you know, the Gemara itself only brings, yeah, the heter of lighting it through a light. Mm-hmm. Right, and that seems to imply that anything else would be usen. In fact, Shulchan Aruch, when he brings it, he says, no, it's Ella, you can only permit it Ella in Cain unless you light it like this. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's kind of diuk, being this is the only way to mutter it. So this, the Sefer that I mentioned before, the Mishmeres Moedos, yeah, gives a geshmaka way of trying to explain these two studim in terms of the logic of why it's prohibited, yeah, to do, to be cutting, to, you know, cutting a wick into two, yeah. And basically he says, you know, in terms of what the nature of this issa of kind of rabbinic metakin mana is, yeah. So he said that, you know, if, right, if the whole problem is just simply, you know, it's kind of a rabbinic prohibition, yeah, then you can understand that doing it with a shinui or kalach yad, yeah, it's not really metakin mana, it's kind of just a rabbinic metakin mana, yeah. So you could understand that maybe doing it in a very unusual way, albeit whether it be putting a light in between or ripping it apart by hand, that would be permitted, yeah. But he says, but if the problem is, yeah, that it's really because it looks, it's a more, much more of an appearance problem, it's not just simply a rabbinic form of metakin mana, but rather the problem is it looks like it, and we don't want you to do anything that looks like you're making two wicks, yeah. So he says, if that's the case, and we were pointing out beforehand very nicely, that's seemingly the implication of Rashi's Lashon, yeah, then he wants to say, in that case, ripping it apart, and this is the deal kind of we were making in terms of the logical thing, even though it may be a very unusual way of doing it, yeah, but Sacha Kol, yeah, it still looks like you're making two wicks. Right? And the only thing, therefore, that maybe, and this is what may, if you want to make the deal for the Gemara, only lighting helps, that could be because you're doing it in such a way that it looks like an act purely of lighting two wicks. It does not look like an act of making two wicks, yeah? And that's very meduic in terms of how Rashi kind of Rashi presents it, yeah. Now that being the case, the fact that at the end of the day we paskin, yeah, also based on this Yerushalmi, mm-hmm. that it has to be a situation of where you need both lights. Now I was thinking about that. I was thinking, wait a sec, yeah. What would be if you're lighting in between and you know that you don't need, yeah. You know, we know that you don't really need one of the lights. So you're not going to use the other light, yeah. But if you're just thinking about it in terms of a shinui, yeah, kalachiyad, mm-hmm. there's no difference in terms of the shinui whether you need or not the two lights. Mm-hmm. That shouldn't make any difference, yeah. So the only thing that might make a difference is, yeah, that if at the end of the day you really don't need one light, yeah, and you know, and everyone else I guess knows or whatever, you don't use a light, or whatever, yeah. So therefore, it takes away from the appearance, yeah, that you're actually lighting it specifically for the purpose of creating two lights. And all of a sudden, yeah, we would think, oh no, actually, he's really lighting it in this way because he just wants to kind of get a shorter wick and be left with another wick or whatever, yeah? So therefore, the diuk of that Yerushalmi, yeah, which by the way, the Rambam doesn't bring. Rambam, when he says lighting it by light, he doesn't say, and it's the meduk there for this, is Lishitasa, yeah? He doesn't say you need to have two lights, yeah? It seemingly, if you light it by light, it wouldn't matter whether you need the two lights or not, yeah? So, but based on that deal from the Shulchan Aruch, it seemed to me, yeah, that actually on the side to say like this other side of the Mishmeres Modus of bringing that it shouldn't be permissible. So even though the Be'er Halacha, he leaves it as a kind of as a question like floating in the air, I think that would be a deal. And in fact, just to finish off the Rashba, yeah, he speaks out. It's quite kishmak. He speaks out kind of this. The two kind of possibilities that the Mishmeres Moedos brings in terms of, is the heta based on just a shinui, kilachayad, mm-hmm. or is it based on doing something to avoid the appearance, yeah? Mm-hmm. And he says specifically, yeah, that the lighting, his last one is, yeah, it's not because of shini ba'alma bilvad, it's not because of just doing it in an unusual way, yeah? Mm-hmm. But rather it has to be that you need the two lights. Wow. So that's yeah. kind of meduic, like this side. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Great.
and lightning.